Hello everyone, welcome to the Anatomy and the Art of Healing podcast. You're listening to Dr. Rajeshwari Rappatta. In the last episode, we discussed that there are 31 pairs of spinal nerves, one on each side of the vertebral column. And these are grouped into corresponding cervical, thoracic, lumbar, sacral, and coccygeal regions of the spine. There are 8 cervical, 12 thoracic, 5 lumbar, and 5 sacral, and 1 coccygeal nerves. Now you would ask, why are there 8 cervical nerves? In spite of having 7 cervical thoracic vertebra. Because there are only 7 cervical vertebra, the first 7 cervical nerves exit above the same numbered cervical vertebra. And the 8th cervical nerve exits above the T1 vertebra. And the rest of the spinal nerves, that is T2 to L5, exit below their same numbered vertebrae. So that's the reason you'll find 8 cervical nerves. A cross-section of the spinal cord will reveal a characteristic butterfly shape of the gray matter of the spinal cord, which is surrounded by the white matter. So, it is important to know about how the spinal nerves emerge out of this spinal cord at several regions. So, the gray matter of the spinal cord changes the shape throughout the spinal cord depending on the neural requirements of the given region. For example, the cervical and the lumbar enlargements that provide innervation to the limbs have more gray matter than a segment of the spinal cord which is taken from the thoracic region that supplies to a segment of the trunk. And regardless of the location, the cord consists of a pair of dorsal horns and a pair of ventral horns of the gray matter. So ventral is the part of the spinal cord which comes from the anterior aspect. Dorsal is from the posterior aspect. So the dorsal horns, these are made up of cell bodies upon which the axons carry sensory information from the peripheral synapse. And the ventral horns, these are composed of the cell bodies of the motor neurons which innervate the skeletal muscles. Now there is a useful mnemonic for remembering the relationships in the spinal cord. And the mnemonic is SAME DAVE. SAME is S-A-M-E and D-A-V-E. So, S-A means sensory afferent and M-E is motor efferent. And D-A is dorsal afferent and V-E is ventral efferent. So, SAME DAVE. So that can be remembered, the relationships in the spinal cord, the ventral and the dorsal horns, it can be remembered easily. So when you say afferent, the afferent neurons, they carry the information from the sensory receptors found all over the body towards the central nervous system. So these kind of neurons are called as afferent neurons. Whereas the efferent neurons, they carry the motor information away from the central nervous system to the muscles and the glands of the body so that it can initiate an action. So that's how afferent and efferent nerves mean to be. Now in the thoracic region, the upper lumbar region and in the segments of the sacral region of the spinal cord, there is also a lateral horn of gray matter. In the thoracic and the lumbar regions of spinal cord, the lateral horn contains autonomic cell bodies for sympathetic nervous system so that it can innervate to the smooth muscles, cardiac muscles also, and the glands. So these autonomic cell bodies for the sympathetic nervous system innervation goes to the smooth muscles, cardiac muscles, and the glands. Whereas in the sacral region of the spinal cord, the lateral horn, it contains autonomic cell bodies for the parasympathetic innervation of pelvic regions. So remember, the lateral horn contains autonomic cell bodies for sympathetic nervous system innervation, whereas the here in the sacral region of spinal cord, the lateral horn contains autonomic cell bodies for parasympathetic innervation to the pelvic region. Now the role of the lateral horn and the autonomic innervation will be discussed in another module. So however, it is useful to recognize that the lateral horns exit from this point, exist at this point. And the posterior horn, it is mostly responsible for the sensory processing, and the anterior horn, it sends out the motor signals to the skeletal muscles. That is primarily the role here for the posterior horn and the anterior horn. Whereas the lateral horn, which is only found in the thoracic, upper lumbar and sacral regions, is the central component of the sympathetic division of the autonomic nervous system. So the autonomic motor neurons, these which are found at the lateral horns, and the somatic motor neurons, these are found in the anterior horns. These motor neurons, they send their axons out of the spinal cord through the anterior nerve root, and the posterior and the anterior roots, they fuse to form the spinal nerves. Further, here they contain both the mixed and the sensory, mixed sensory and motor information. And the lateral horns, which are present primarily in the thoracic region, they contain the preganglionic visceral motor neurons that project into the sympathetic ganglia. That's about the innervation and the spinal nerves. We'll continue in the next episode about the remaining part. Stay tuned till then.